USA News, I'm John Schaefer. In the first 2 months of the fiscal year, 30 people attempting to enter the country illegally at the southern border have been apprehended, and their names have been found on the FBI's terror screening database.
It comes across as uncontrolled management. It is not good. It's not good for us who live down here on the border.
Monica Weisberg-Stewart, representing the Texas Border Coalition, said that this serves as a warning for the entire nation. House Republicans are currently probing allegations that President Biden may have advised his son Hunter not to cooperate with their impeachment inquiry into the president. Representatives James Comer and Jim Jordan are requesting documents from the White House to find out whether the president instructed his son to disregard a congressional subpoena for closed-door testimony earlier this month. During the holiday season, individuals are acquiring the newest and most sought-after gifts. Regrettably, however, this also encompasses the unwelcome gift that continues to spread, COVID-19. According to the Centers for Disease Control, two new variants of COVID-19, namely JN1 and HV1, are proliferating throughout the country, collectively contributing to over 60% of current COVID-19 infections. In southwest Miami-Dade County in Florida on Wednesday afternoon, a helicopter crash claimed the life of a man and left a woman hospitalized.
The helicopter was seen at about 1:08 p.m. Going down, and that's how the calls came in. And we had multiple tactical rescue personnel here along with their Air Rescue South and Miami-Dade Police Department South District units that responded.
Miami-Dade Police Detective Alvaro Zabaleta said the helicopter was traveling from Fort Myers to Miami Executive Airport. Tommy Smothers, part of the iconic Smothers Brothers comedy and music duo, has passed away. His family says he died on Tuesday at the age of 86 after a battle with cancer. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
While top U.S. and Mexico officials meet for talks on policing the international border between them, a new migrant caravan is drawing attention further south.
The crowd of mostly Central American immigrants and asylum seekers moved north over Mexico's southern border with Guatemala on Tuesday. Multiple reports cite many of the immigrants carrying young children with them, security analysts fearing potential influxes of prowlers, pedophiles, and terrorists. Meanwhile, the White House says top Biden administration officials will meet with Mexico's president today and discuss what the State Department referred to as unprecedented irregular migration in the Western Hemisphere. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The ban on the sale of certain Apple smartwatches has been temporarily suspended. Wednesday, a federal appeals court issued a temporary block on enforcing an International Trade Commission order that prohibited Apple from selling its latest Apple Watch models in the U.S. In response to the ITC order, which concluded that the blood oxygen sensor in the devices violated intellectual property belonging to medical tech company Masimo, Apple ceased the sale of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. A Fox News anchor and reporter, Matt Napolitano, has passed away at the age of 33. Napolitano, who contributed to Fox News' radio platforms, died in New York City on Saturday after a brief illness. His husband, Ricky Whitcomb, confirmed his death on X. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.